When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cork Today on C103. Text or WhatsApp Patricia with your comment. 086 2103 103.
Now, a family that are very well known to us here on the programme have now won the hearts of the nation following the appearance of twin boys Callum and Dunica Geary along with their dad Andrew on last Friday's Late Late Show. To see how the family are getting on, Andrew Geary from Ballyhooly joins me. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're welcome. Are you taken aback by the reaction to the boys and indeed to yourself, particularly the appearance on The Late Late?
It's been amazing, Patricia. The outpouring from across the country and much further afield has been just very, very humbling. And it's just really shown to us, you know, what great people live, you know, and, you know, your faith in humanity and mine, you know, is reaffirmed thanks to that, you know, huge outpouring of people's emotions and feelings and thoughts has been it's been really deep.
It's gorgeous. It really is gorgeous. And I have to say, the ISL translators, there was two on the programme, were incredible. And I thought it was really fantastic when you spoke about sign language is a beautiful language, and it really is, isn't it?
Oh, listen, there's a huge depth to it, and like what a lot of people may not understand is a lot of the sign language is on the face too, Patricia, and that's where the interpreter comes into their own, and that's where they can, you know, bring the sign language over to English, because, as you know, we made clear, you know, thanks to the media last week, they're very different languages, but Romy O'Callaghan and Amanda Coogan both did a great job, and that's what you need, Patricia, to bring one language to another, to make sure that you and I know what a sign language user is saying. That's the standard that must be and, you know, has to be instituted everywhere in the country.
I also think, and I'm interested in your thoughts on this, the NPHET, you know, the daily press briefings from NPHET.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed watching the signers when they're signing. And I think that's really helping the deaf community, isn't it, in this country?
Yeah. And great credit to NPHET for doing that from early days. And even all, you look even at our political leadership, when they have generally been performing announcements when there's any impending huge news, now the sign language interpreter is there, and that's in stark contrast to what was going on in President Trump's America compared with President Biden's. One of the first decisions he made was bringing an American sign language interpreter alongside him and making sure that the deaf community was included there. There's a huge campaign undergoing in the UK at the moment, where is the interpreter? Because again, you know, our deaf community are our citizens too.
And, absolutely.
And they are brilliant. That, like, I'm like you, Patricia, I just love watching the interpreters, because it helps me improve my sign and gives me new signs and stuff like that.
And that whole area of interpreters, that's one of the main areas where the education system is falling down, because Callum needs an interpreter in class with him, and I think people will be surprised to hear that he doesn't have one.
Yeah, it's a huge gap in our system, and like that, I'm very familiar with the legislation. I helped, you know, write the Irish Sign Language Act in a small way, and it's just not there. But the words that are used as they're the words that parents of different needs, special needs, disabled children are well used to, this reasonable word, and it means nothing. And it's the only language in the country you can go into the classroom without a qualification from university in. So it's like Helen and I have studied sign language for years, and we wouldn't ever denigrate a child by going into a classroom and, you know, trying to interpret a very complex curriculum. And that's, it's no fault of the teachers, Patricia. It's just that to become a teacher of the deaf up to now, there is no courses on the island of Ireland for teachers of the deaf. They have to go to the UK, which is a completely different sign language, and they don't learn sign language as part of that course. They get theory of mind and stuff like that about, you know, how deaf children learn, but that's the children like Callum that are sign language users need fluency way beyond him. Like, our teachers always have to be beyond us to stimulate us to reach higher up the stairs.
Absolutely.
And that's just sadly not the case.
And because they are twin boys, is it therefore very obvious that Donica is ahead of Callum academically?
Oh yeah, heartbreakingly so. And that's what is really hard for us as parents, and I think the whole nation saw that. We're blessed, and we're very, you know, very, very lucky to have two such bright boys. And like, Callum can tell you any story in sign language, yet when he goes to English, his second language, that's not at the same level. And it's just, it's bridge building between languages. You need full fluency in one to go to the other one, and English will always be his second language. And it's hard for Callum too, because he's seen the books Donica's picking up, and as we said last week to Ryan Tubridy on the radio, like, Donica's reading, you know, Lord of the Rings, and Callum's reading Roald Dahl, and that's with immense work on his behalf and my wife Helen's work. And, you know, he has some great teachers, and I will never fault any of the teachers, Patricia, because they are utter professionals, dedicated, and they've learned their sign language on their own time. Like, they've gone to classes out of pure professionalism and dedication on their own time. But we wouldn't do that to an Irish, French, German teacher. We did have to qualify before they could walk into the classroom and teach that language.
It's just, it's really is so unfair. And you have four boys, of course. There's another two boys at home last Friday night. But your dreams and aspirations are the same for all four.
Oh yeah, listen, I think every parent, we have to ask our children to reach us for the stars, and basically that's what we want for our four boys. And Callum's just as bright as his three brothers. The only difference is, you know, he's playing catch-up all his life, because deaf kids are playing catch-up. It's a little bit different now because they're diagnosed a lot earlier, but you compare a hearing child to a signing child. A hearing child is getting at least 4,000 hours of quality language per year. The signing child, because the parents have never had a deaf child before typically, might get 104 quality hours of language in a year at capacity in the first few years, because you're learning a new language and you're trying to play catch up. And then the child is playing catch up then again in school. And that's why you need that standard to be at the highest level inside in the classroom. And sadly, that's not the case.
And the one thing that really, you know, jumped out of the TV screen is, you know, these gorgeous, confident, intelligent little boys. And yet there are statistics on deaf children going on to third level education or going on to full-time employment, and they're dismal.
Oh yeah, like, Callum's 10 times less likely to go to college than Donica, 4 times less likely to get a job. And sadly, again, going back to my own job, you know, 3 times more likely to suffer some form of abuse. And that's, and like that, there is the success stories, and we have to say that, Patricia, but the success stories are the same in any minority, disenfranchised group. They're the 20%.
Yeah.
It's the other 80% we need to get through the front door, along with the 20%. There's always people succeed despite the system. And generally, all of our success stories need to be applauded at the highest level. However, they're not the norm. The norm is the person who's let down by the system and leaves school with the reading ability of an 8 or 9 year old child.
And Callum is, what age are the boys now?
12.
Callum is now, has an awareness of that.
And that's
heartbreaking, Andrew.
Yeah, well, again, that bit of pessimism, you know, with that, you know, if you want me to tell the story,
it
happened a few weeks ago, and Helen and I were in our sitting room, and Callum is such a bright, bubbly, as you saw on the Late Late, that's the real Callum. He's smiling, happy, you know, loves you know, he's a great comedian, a great rogue and stuff like that. And he came into us and Helen and I were in the living room, and it was one of those sit down moments, and we just didn't get an opportunity to get off our feet to sit down, because that's where we should have been. We nearly fell when he said, listen, Mom and Dad, I've something to tell you. And it just broke our hearts. He turned around and he said, listen, I'm never going to have a job. And we were looking at each other and looking at him, where's this coming from? Like, we never heard anything like this before. And next day, we said, why? Where's this all coming from? And it's because I'm deaf. And then he ran off. He didn't give us even an opportunity to reply. We're looking at each other as if our world has shattered. And because we are always very positive and, you know, we're always telling him to aim for college, and he's hard on himself. He studies hard and stuff. And it's just one of those moments, and you know, we all have kids, and it's one of those moments when you'll never forget it for the rest of your life, where you were standing. And like, we went back to it, Patricia, and we've tried to iron it out, but that just, like, I've been working at this, and you've had me on the radio a few times in the past, and we, you know, went back to just dealing with it, you know, taking on the system in recent years. And that is just, it's just heartbreaking when your son turns around to you, and when, like, Helen and I have given our world over to all our kids, and we love all our kids, and we, like, have thrown ourselves into the deep end of the deaf community and sign language and stuff like that, and we're fighting every year to try and get better resources for him. And every parent in this country knows when your child is different to the norm, you're fighting against a brick wall.
Yeah,
and
you fight at every turn. You fight. Yeah. Yeah. It's shocking. It really is shocking. And if he's 12, where would he go to secondary school? Callum go?
Well, we kept him back 1 year, and again, that hurt him a little bit. We had to do that because, you know, just he needed that, just again, just to repeat 1 year to boost the confidence going forward. So he's in fifth class, so he's one more year in St. Columbus in Douglas, and he'll probably, you know, go to Bishopstown Community School. Again, like that, he has to have an interpreter going there, Patricia. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes. It's going to happen in some shape or form. I'm not sure, like, what route we're going to have to go down to make that happen. I want it happening because you have to have full literacy going to secondary school. That's the simple truth of it. And even the brightest kids I know have gone to secondary school that are deaf and have been pushed down the leavings or the plaid route. And that's not fair either. You know, like, those kids are as entitled to do their full even cert as any other child, and if Callum's able, he'll be doing that. And like that, I have no issue what he wants to do in life. He has to choose that, but I don't want his choices limited by the system. If he makes the choices based on his own ability, I'm happy with that as a father. But if his choices are limited by the system, well, then I have a huge amount of work in front of me. And
no better man. No better man and woman than the two of you. I tell you, yourself and Helen are incredible. And then when he goes to secondary school, will there be other deaf children in the school?
Yeah, there is a few deaf kids. Okay. I always go to Bishopstown Community School. But you see, as I said to you before, Patricia, Callum is even rare in the deaf world now. There's 5,200 deaf or hard of hearing children in primary and secondary school in Ireland. Callum is only one of 77 who's first in sign and primary language is sign language. There would be another cohort of kids who use technology that would also use sign language as an extra link to the curriculum. And then there's the kids that benefit, you know, from, you know, just the same as a hearing child almost, bar the, you know, the teachers have to make sure that they have full access through their technology. But Callum is only one of 77 children on the island of Ireland who can learn through no other means but fluent sign language. Yeah. And that's
his language.
That's his language, yeah. And it's a simple fix, and it just goes back to, you know, Nelson Mandela had a brilliant quote, and like, he's a real hero of yours and of mine. And like, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart.
Yeah.
And that's Callum. Like, his eyes, Patricia, when someone makes any effort to sign to him when he leaves our front door, his eyes come alive because he knows now they're communicating with him in his language, and he knows that they're paying him the respect that he feels wanted by that person, And he feels that that community, wherever he is, wherever that takes place, that, like, and that's only small tokens, Patricia. He's
and that's what I thought about the late last Friday, the fact that Ryan directly spoke to Callum, and you could see that, you could see his little face lit up, you know.
Yeah.
And has the publicity, and I don't know how much of an awareness Callum has to the publicity, but has that given him some kind of a lift that he can achieve anything that he wants to achieve?
Yeah. Beautiful messages came through when you saw that actress, Marilee Matlin, is
this
royalty, and like that really gave him a lift. And there's been messages from around the world encouraging him. But again, a lot of those successes have been achieved despite the system. Those successes, they've had to climb over 20-foot walls to get where they are, or their families pulled them over the wall, or they had siblings, or they had CODAs, children of deaf adults, that were there. That, you know, the CODAs are a brilliant bridge between the deaf world and the hearing world, because they grow up, sign language is their first language, even though they're hearing. And they're as deaf, you know, as their parents are, and they can be a brilliant bridge for kids like Callum. Like, we've tons of deaf friends and CODA friends and like that. They've been a great source of role models. There's tons of role models there, Patricia. But again, why does Callum have to fight 10 times harder than Donegal?
Every single
step of the way that they are making, and I have two jobs, Patricia, the same as you. I sometimes have to work 80, 100 hours a week, you know, between my own job and other stuff. I'm reading, research, writing here, writing there, answering this, and lots of parents have come to contact Helen and I, and, you know, I love that. I will help anyone out in any part of the world if they want some assistance and stuff like that. Like, I got two calls yesterday, and it just, you know, you share that information freely. But again, like, we have UNCRPD. Section 24 is education. We have the Irish Sign Language Act that was fully commenced by the President, and still we're having to beg to get my child an education. I have to get down on all fours. I had to give the whole nation my soul last Monday, and that was hard, Patricia, I can tell you. You know, giving that out, and Ryan Tubridy is an absolutely gentleman, a great host, and, you know, that was a lot of pain. You know, I'm glad it's done, but again,
Why does
a father have to go down on all fours? And, like, I love this country, Patricia, and I really do, you know, and, like, it hurts me so much. And I still believe in our democracy. I really do. I do believe there's brilliant people above and under Oireachtas. I think there's decent, ordinary people that you and I can sit down and talk with any one of them. But there's a system failure there, and there's people, faceless people.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who basically, and I'd go back to Charles Stewart Parnell, a great hero of mine, and I would say to any of those faceless people who are part of the system pressing the pause button on Callum's education, no man has the right to fix the boundary to the march of a nation. There's hundreds of thousands of people in this country who have had their lives paused. Their citizens, their children. We've asked, our heroes of 1916 asked us to cherish all of this, the nation equally. And that's still a dream. How like, we're 105 years on from that, and we're still dreaming, and like, we're so, like, I can't understand, like, I go out there every day and I dedicate myself to our democracy. You do that, and our listeners go out there and they give 100%, and like, this, the country is being carried by advocates, carers, parents, charities, volunteers, the community. The Muin Tarish, as one friend of mine said, it's all of us in one together, but no one's listening to us. And Callum said it brilliantly on the Late Late. I'm so proud of my boys. I just love them to bits. And Callum said, hearing people can hear, but they're not listening to the deaf world.
Yeah, that's it.
And Donica said, it's only a language.
Listen, you're incredible, and we wish you and the family nothing but luck going forward. I can see texts coming in. Somebody, everyone in Ballydesmond wants to wish Callum
Thank
and
you.
All the family the very best. And here's a lovely one from Mary to say, Patricia, I saw Callum, his brother Dunnick, and their dad on the Late Late. Both boys are so articulate and both made their point so well. In fact, they could have done the interview without
they
dad
could,
even
they
being
could.
Present.
They
were
agree,
a joy.
100%.
They were a joy to watch. You can be very proud, ma'am. And dad, and that's just from one
and
of
just,
our
like,
listeners.
Again, I just want to say that Helen is the hero of this piece, Patricia. Like, Helen is brilliant at sign language. Helen can sign with anyone on this island now, and you know, it's just that's the one thing that at least we know Callum feels wanted and loved inside our home. We just want, as I said, I just want the system, the people behind the doors that are locked, open the door. Callum will give so much back to this country. All my kids love their country, and he will give so much back.
Just give him
anything
the chance.
He's given, he will give that back in spades, because he's a giver.
Yeah, just give him the chance. Listen, Andrew, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Best wishes to Helen and to all the boys. And thanks a million. It's a real
Thank
pleasure
you.
Talking to you today.
Thanks
God bless.
Right.
You
bye
mind
bye.
Yourself. Bye-bye. He's a great guy. That is Andrew Geary from Ballyhooly. And somebody remembering it was Andrew, one of the Gardaí. He used to the crime file on this programme a number of years ago. Yeah, that's the one and the same, Sergeant Andrew Geary. Great, great guy. And as with a lot of parents of special needs children, having to fight at every corner, and it is just not fair. It is. And having watched Callum and Dunica on the Late Late Show, as that listener says, both of them, Mary saying, both so articulate and so confident, and yet one, why should one's education be better than the other's just because one has a hearing loss? It's just, it's wrong. It is simply wrong.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.